for a final time here on Wildcat Insider. I will reiterate before we go that you can hear K-State baseball tomorrow on the airwaves. They're in Lincoln, Nebraska, 6:30 start time. We'll have pregame coverage starting at 6. And then this weekend, K-State and TCU, you'll have three opportunities to not only listen to the Cats, but get out to Twinton Family Stadium and see one of the best teams in college baseball in the TCU Horned Frogs. You just asked me who I thought in the Final Four, who I would handicap as the favorite there. To me, I do think the obvious answer is North Carolina, but I am so tempted to say Gonzaga. I like Gonzaga. They are fun to watch, mm-hmm. and they have impressed me throughout the tournament. I say playing the odds all the time. With the bracket, that's what I did. They had never made a Final Four. Typically, they're round of 16, round of 8 type of team, but they broke through this year, and I'm pulling for them for sure as far as I want Frank to win, but if it's not going to be him, I think Gonzaga's number two in terms of who I'm rooting for.
I couldn't argue with that. I really do think that the most complete team is probably Carolina. I would also say Gonzaga is probably second in that race at this particular point. I'm anxious to see how Oregon responds. It's such a uniquely different experience. Being in the Final Four and on that Saturday, it's such a high stage. The Hall kid who played so well against Kansas has really done a great job from my perspective of filling in for the Boucher kid who ended up getting hurt, unfortunately blowing his knee out, and for Coach Altman to get them to this particular point without that guy, I think says a lot about his coaching ability and their abilities and toughness. I'm like you, though. I think Carolina, for me, they probably have the purest shooter in the college game right now. They have such experience and pretty quality depth. And I think Gonzaga is second on that train. I really do. I think they're the second engine. The more you watch them, the more you appreciate just their toughness, the way they defend and rebound. And they've got a couple of guys that are pretty darn good shot makers. Their point guard's outstanding. That'll be I think, a real thing. If Williams-Goss plays great in the Final Four, you could make a case that they could win it all.
I hate to say it because it would mean that they would beat Frank, but how fun would a Gonzaga-North Carolina national championship game be? Something I would love to watch.
Yeah, and I don't think you – with the way South Carolina defends, you can never really count them out. I think whether they can compete and win the game comes at the other end of the floor. The reason I think they're – well, that's probably oversimplifying it. One of the reasons they're where they're at today – is because in this tournament, they've made a boatload of shots. It's not the world's best shooting team, but it's been awfully good in the last 2 weeks.
Yes, yes. They've gotten hot at the right time.
Yes.
That certainly helps in the NCAA tournament. So, again, K-State baseball this week. Obviously, when we talk to you next week, we will be talking quite a bit of spring football as well as practice starts on Wednesday. So that is what's going on here around K-State. From Mitch Fortner, I'm Wyatt Thompson. I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to Wildcat Insider. You can catch the podcast at newsradiokman.com and the On Demand tab. And we will see you next Monday for another Wildcat Insider.